Some people regulate their emotions a little better than others. Now, we all have moments where we freak out, some more than others. So what are the things that people who tend to regulate pretty well do? What are the habits that make people more emotionally stable? It's not like there's actually people who have like no emotional meltdowns. I don't want to create this idea that like there's some people who are perfect at this. That's not the case. And it might seem like emotional stability just comes naturally to some people. But when you look closely, it becomes clear that there are four essential habits that help them regulate their emotions. I'm going to tell you what those four things are, and then I'm going to break those habits down into tiny, actionable steps. Okay, habit number one. People with good emotional regulation. Oh, let's do this first. Ta-da! Okay, people with good emotional regulation skills, they don't react when they're highly emotional, and they don't just suppress their feelings. It's not that emotionally stable people don't have feelings. They do, plenty of them. Instead, they've trained themselves to pause. They notice when they're highly emotional, and then they slow things down. So instead of having, like, trigger-react, they've paired trigger-pause. Viktor Frankl said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. So if it's not about just like suppressing our emotions or trying harder, how do you train yourself to pause? How do you practice that? Let me teach you some strategies for this, okay? So they don't just stop it. They have an action that they do instead of reacting. They've practiced this action over and over until they get better at it. So what do they do? What is this action they train? They close their mouth. They have a filler response. Maybe they say something like, let me think about that. Or if they're feeling like they might get violent, they put their hands behind their backs or in their pockets. They might have trained a response to take a long, slow breath. Even like a 5-second breath can give your nervous system time to settle before you speak or act. People who are more emotionally stable have built systems to slow themselves down. So for example, they might have a rule that says no big decisions without sleeping on it. Like you cannot quit your job, get engaged, or get a really, like buy something really big without sleeping on it for 24 hours. Or they might have a rule that says they have to consult with their spouse before buying anything over $200. Perhaps the way they pause themselves down is they write about the problem before making a decision. Now, mindfulness practice can also help you sit with these feelings without needing to act on them right away. So what I would encourage you to do for this first one is choose a pause behavior that you like and start to practice it. Practice it every day in tiny situations, and you'll start to get really good at it, even in intense situations. So this is something that you learn like muscle memory. The old trigger was, when I feel emotional, I react. The new trigger has to be rewired. When I feel emotional, I pause. One of the best ways to train yourself to slow down is to get better at predicting your emotions. Surprise exaggerates every emotion. But if you know a big emotion is coming up, then you won't be as surprised. So if I told you I was going to jump out at you from behind the bushes when you walk by, you probably wouldn't scream in such a high-pitched way. Okay, so get to know your triggers. Be aware of the things that start getting you worked up before you're already at a 10. If you know that when you're hungry or tired or stressed out, you're more likely to be emotionally reactive, don't make a big decision. Pause, right? If you know that you're gonna, that around certain people, you're much more likely to be tense or reactive or impulsive, or if you know what times of day you're more sensitive, these are all ways to get better at predicting your emotions so that you can start pairing this pause reaction. Once you know what your triggers are, this is not just an excuse to avoid these situations. It gives you a chance to prepare yourself to respond to them in a better way. One of the best ways to build this skill is to reflect and get perspective. And this is why therapy can be so powerful. But at the end of the video, I'll teach you a method you can also do on your own. Okay, here's the second habit for emotional regulation. Have you guys ever heard this story? A woman's sitting in an airport waiting for her flight. She buys a bag of Oreos and sits down next to a man while she waits for the plane to come. As she reads, she notices that the man keeps reaching into the bag and eating the cookies. She becomes more and more irritated. She starts thinking, oh my gosh, how rude. He is stealing my Oreos. But instead of confronting him, she just silently judges him while continuing to eat from the bag herself. So he'll grab an Oreo, and then she'll grab an Oreo. And she's like fuming with anger, and she's being a little bit like passive aggressive, like eating her Oreos a little bit loudly. The man calmly keeps sharing the cookies without reacting. And this makes her even more annoyed. Eventually, there's only one Oreo left. The man takes it out of the bag, breaks it in half, and offers her a piece. She is like, oh, the nerve, right? She's shocked by his audacity, but she takes it anyway. Finally, she boards the flight, sits down on her seat, opens her purse, and finds her own unopened bag of Oreos in her purse. Suddenly, she realizes the truth. She was the one eating his cookies all along. All of those feelings of anger and self-righteousness, indignation, they were all based on a false story where she was the victim to his rudeness. When in reality, he was actually being very patient, very generous, very forgiving towards her. Healthy people get to know the stories that they tell themselves. They question their stories. They might be victim stories, angry stories, self-righteous stories. I made a whole video on this, which I will link below. Emotionally stable people don't believe everything they think or feel. Emotions are like smoke alarms. They are loud, and sometimes they come on fast. Sometimes they mean that there's a fire. Sometimes they're going off because you took a hot shower or the smoke alarm is low on batteries. And that's how emotions can be. They feel intense and they feel real. If I'm angry, if I feel angry, it feels like I'm being mistreated. If I'm panicking, it feels like I'm in danger. If I'm sad, it feels like everything is awful. But just because I feel something, just because I think something, doesn't mean it's true. When a smoke alarm goes off, it's a warning that we need to check if something is wrong. It does not always mean that the house is burning down. So when I feel a big emotion, it means I need to take a minute and ask, is something wrong? And if the answer is yes, then ask, what steps should I take to fix it? Emotionally healthy people know from experience that their feelings and their thoughts lie all the time. So if our thoughts and feelings aren't always accurate, what are we supposed to do with them? Let's learn how to create space so that thoughts and feelings don't run your life. Here are a few ways people with good emotional regulation do it. They hold their thoughts at arm's length and they ask, is this thought helpful? They look at their feelings and their thoughts and say, is this feeling accurate? They question their stories. So instead of being like, they're disrespecting me, they might question and see, huh, I wonder what's going on. I wonder if there's something else that's causing those behaviors. Maybe they're stressed, right? Maybe this isn't about me. They look at the big picture and they ask, oh, how will this feel tomorrow or next week? They ask, do I want this feeling to control me, to make my decisions? They name their feelings. So simply labeling what you feel, like saying, ooh, I'm feeling anger rising, or this feels like shame. Naming emotions calms the brain and creates space between stimulus and response. And then here's another thing healthy people do. They notice their body. They're aware of their physical sensations. They might say something like, oh, my hands are clenching. I'm talking fast. I'm getting sweaty. You can train your nervous system to be less reactive through practice and through somatic work. So the easiest way to do number two is to start using the phrase, I'm having the thought that someone is mistreating me. Or I'm noticing a part of me is feeling really angry. So if you have the thought, I'm such a loser, then you'd say, I'm having the thought that I am such a loser. Or if you have the thought, no one loves me, you could say, part of me feels really lonely and scared right now. Or if you think, this is never going to work out, you could say, I'm catastrophizing right now. You name that thought. If you think, she makes me feel so angry, my chest feels tight with anger. Okay? You can do this with an outward focus too. So instead of telling your partner, you never take out the trash, you could say, part of me thinks or feels or worries that you don't care about me. But there's another part of me that knows that you're making a lot of sacrifices for our family. The whole goal here is to create some space between yourself and your thoughts and your feelings. It gives you freedom to choose what actions to take. So instead of letting your thoughts or feelings make your decisions, you constantly ask, what is most important to me? What kind of person do I want to be? And these are your values. And when you pause and you don't believe everything you think or feel, it gives you the space to make choices that line up with the values for the good life that you do want. Now, these are a few of the skills that I teach in my How to Process Your Emotions course. You'll get 31 bite-sized lessons that will help you build emotional regulation skills. The course is included with monthly membership, which also has a live Q&A with me, and the link is in the video description. Okay, so first, we pause. Second, don't believe everything you think. Question your stories. And the third is you don't repress your feelings. You don't struggle against your feelings. Emotionally stable people process their feelings instead of repressing them. Feeling is something that's actually happening in your body. Just because the thoughts around it might not be true, the sensations and the nervous system activation are actually happening here in this present moment. Healthy people allow feelings to be there, and they give themselves time to process them in their mind and in their body. Repressed emotions are like an overfull refrigerator. The more stuff we shove in there, the more likely it is that something will fall out, spill over, go rotten, or smell bad. When our default reaction to an emotion is to just stuff it, or ignore it, or distract from it, big stinky emotions are gonna build up and make it much more likely that they will explode later. Processing emotions takes 4 steps: observe, explore, choose, and then act or accept. So, after pausing, when a big emotion comes up, we observe our emotions, we slow down, we get curious. We allow them to be there. We notice them in our bodies, we name them, we show them compassion. And then we explore them. So you might take your thoughts and feelings that you noticed from step 2, and you would sift through them and ask, you know, which thoughts are helpful, which ones aren't. It can be really helpful to say them out loud or write them down, and then to check for cognitive distortions like catastrophizing or black and white thinking. An important part of this process of processing feelings is that we don't shame ourselves for having feelings or for our past reactions. This usually trains us to be more reactive. So instead of shaming, we treat ourselves with compassion throughout this process of working through our feelings, and this trains us to be more patient and calm with ourselves and others. Harsh self-criticism makes you more reactive. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend. You could say something like, this is hard, but I'm okay. And that's gonna help lower that emotional charge. I think one of the biggest reasons why people repress feelings is because they're ashamed of feelings, okay? And then as part of processing emotions, you can also do some body soothing, like some self-care, do something you enjoy, and that helps your nervous system complete that reaction. Here's the other important part about processing feelings. It's not just all about the emotions. When there is actually a problem, healthy people figure out what they can change and they take some action to make things better. They make choices based on values and not feelings. So you might say, I feel terribly angry and I can choose to speak with kindness. I can feel angry and I can choose to take rapid and forceful action that's helpful to help someone too. Right? Or to set a boundary. One time for me, this involved shoving someone away. Most of the time, though, it involves setting a clear, careful, thoughtful, intentional boundary, or taking a purposeful action that lines up with the kind of person you want to be. The difference is I'm making a choice. I have agency. I'm deciding. My feelings are informative, but they don't make decisions for me. So emotions might show up in a big, loud way. You're gonna pause, and then you're gonna ask if they're telling you that something needs to change, and then you're gonna take action, and then soothe your body. So after a stressful event, healthy people allow themselves to shake, to run, to cry, to soften, to soothe, to relax, to laugh, to connect, and tell the story, okay? This is how we process emotions, in a nutshell. That's like the most nutshell version I've ever made of how to process your feelings. Okay, here's the 4th habit to regulate your emotions. And this is the one that I think transforms every emotional experience into a win. Healthy people do not label themselves as this is just how I am. They treat every experience as an opportunity to learn. You don't have to be perfect. That's not the purpose of life. It's to learn and grow through our experiences. the difficult or painful experiences are all opportunities to deepen your capacity, to get better at feeling. So how do we do this? You've got to treat yourself and your mistakes with compassion. Get good at making repairs. You know how we get better at making repairs? You mess up. You practice again, right? If you do overreact, you apologize and you recenter. This trains you to bounce back faster than aiming for perfection. And then again, with the growth mindset, like if you were in school, you would write things down. You would study them out. With emotions, you can reflect with journaling or debriefing or talking with someone. And that's how we learn from the situations that we have without judgment. Rehearsing and practicing out loud how you would respond differently in the future can also be a really good way to train yourself to be less reactive. So if you need to set a boundary with your boss, practicing it out loud ahead of time can help you be more intentional and less emotionally reactive. So how do we do this? How do we get to the point where we respond to feelings instead of reacting to them? It's simply practice. Every single day, you will get a chance to practice responding to feelings. So, to put this all together, here's a quick way to practice. Bring to mind a mild frustration from your day. Do not pick the biggest one yet. Notice and name it. So, say to yourself something like, I'm noticing anger, or stress, or fear is here. Then imagine yourself putting that feeling to the side. It's present, but you don't have to pick it up right now. You could say, I'm having the thought that, or I'm having the feeling of. Then you could ask yourself, what were the triggers? Ask yourself, what kind of thoughts are you having? And then ask yourself, do these thoughts help? Are they accurate? Then write down, how would you like to handle this? Being the kind of person that you want to be, what would you do? So you say, oh, I would ask them to stop. Okay, then just practice that. Now say it out loud, right? Practice it. Please stop. I don't like what you're doing, right? Okay, this is it. That's how we work through emotions, okay? It sounds really simple. I know it's very complex in the moment. It's really essential to emotional regulation. And as you practice this every day, you'll find that you're able to pause and not freak out when something triggers you, okay? I know this sounds complicated, but the good news is every single day you get a chance to practice this. So I know you can get better at feeling. I know you can get better at being less emotionally reactive and more emotionally stable. Thank you so much for being here. You've got this. Please take care.